So I'm pretty proud that 97.7 The River has teamed up with this great organization, Hearts for Veterans, and we want to maybe explain a little bit more about that. So I have Claudio here from Hearts for Veterans. Welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, I've talked to you and I talked about this before in meetings, and I've talked about it on the air a little bit. I've never served, so I don't know the actual day-to-day sacrifice that is put in for people that have served, but I do have family members who have, and I see what they've done, you know, selflessly to defend our country, and I have so much admiration for that. So I'm really honored to be working with Hearts for Veterans. Claudio, why don't you tell everyone kind of what the organization is about?
Okay, Danny, I'm a Vietnam combat veteran, United States Marine Corps. I was with the 3rd Marine Division in Vietnam on the Northern I Corps, which is near the DMZ. So, of course, there were exposures to defoliage, the Agent Orange.
Oh, yeah.
And as a casualty of that war, I have type 2 diabetes, neuropathy in my feet, and I suffer through the ischemic heart disease. So in 2013, December 2013, I was admitted to the San Francisco Medical Center to undergo a quadruple bypass for my heart. So I heard that when you have a surgery, that you receive a surgical pillow. Uh-huh. And in this case, it would be a heart pillow. Well, when I woke up and I was looking forward to getting a heart pillow, I received this bedding sort of taped up with duct tape, and he said, here, use
Wait, like
this.
Like actual duct tape?
Yes. And I said, what is this? And he said, this is your heart pillow. And I was devastated. I said, I serve my country. The least I could get is that heart pillow that people were raving about. And the nurse told me that, they depended on donations of heart pillows, and they were out of them.
Wow.
And so my daughter, a wonderful girl she was, she said, Dad, this cannot happen to any more, of our American heroes. She went online and got a heart pillow for me, and it had the Marine Corps insignia on it. So we thought, we can't let this happen to another vet.
Yeah.
Because it was devastating. I was, when my daughter gave me the heart pillow, although it meant more, but it came, the money came out of her pocket.
Right.
It shouldn't have. So that's when we decided, let's start an organization and provide heart pillows. That was the original intent. Now, when the wildfires happened in October, the board members decided to alter our mission statement to first help veterans that were affected by the fire, and help them financially and, help to prevent them from leaving Sonoma County.
Right.
It is Sonoma County is a desirable place to live, and but it's so expensive too.
No doubt.
So any little thing that we could do would be of great help. Even a simple little thing as if the husband and wife are working and they need daycare but can't afford daycare, well, maybe we can provide that finances for them to be able to afford it.
So there could be specific needs that a vet has, and you can help them with that specific need.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's phenomenal, and that's really phenomenal. That's really great work. That's what you're doing now, but it evolved from the heart pillow.
That's right.
And you're still doing that, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, delivered heart pillows today to the San Francisco Medical Center, and they were delighted. And
yeah.
They were running low again. I have a group of ladies here that are sewing these heart pillows.
So they're making them here?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, from this lady, Ann Pitt, who lives in Windsor, and she and her friends. They have like 4 sewing machines, and they're hard at work.
Wow. I thought you were going to say that you just found some stock on, Amazon or something, which is a bunch of heart pillows, and you're buying them. And I didn't know that they were being made here.
That was an original thought,
but this is great.
After sitting down with Ann, she says, wouldn't it mean more to them?
That's phenomenal.
This has been done by people who love them.
Ann has
2 sons that were in the military, a Marine and a sailor. So she's and her husband passed away, was also Army. So she's very, very passionate in helping. And I am so proud to have her on our board to help out.
So how can people get a hold of Hearts for Veterans? What are the ways?
Well, we have a website, www.heartsforveterans.com. I know it should be .org, but somebody already has that. So this is a start. So, you know, yeah. We actually got our 501c3 in December. So we're a young company. We're in the process of fundraising. We need to do more. And I'm also doing recruiting for membership. So
you can find them online. You can go to the River website too, 977theriver.com. We have it all linked up. And you know, you'll see them out and about throughout the county, raising money and awareness and getting all the information out there. And of course, the River will be doing the same. So Claudio, thank you so much for coming in.
And thank you, Danny. This is great being a partner with you.
Yeah, looking forward to our partnership. Thank you.